Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches increase their personal strength. So I was talking to a friend, and she pointed out a very interesting detail about strength. She said I had more strength than I gave myself credit for. She mentioned that when my father was in the hospital, I slept on a cot there every night. She said some people wouldn't do that. I found that odd. It just seemed natural for me to do this. And she said, that's part of your strength, being there for people, and being able to endure discomfort. And now I have 3 insights for you. The first one is, notice how you discount your own forms of strength. As I shared just a moment ago, my friend pointed out that I'm good at being there for people and enduring discomfort. I discounted what she saw was a strength in me. A lot of times we do discount ourselves, and this is a way that we decrease our personal strengths and we don't lend energy to what we're good at. So I'd invite you to ask a few friends what they think your personal strengths are. Or you can do this by reflecting by yourself and writing something in a journal. And now our second insight. Your strength may be the opposite of what your loved one values. I was talking to a couple recently, and these 2 people seemed to be opposite of one another. The one person was very methodical and needed to calculate each step that he took to a certain situation. He would look ahead to possible problems or threats. She was the opposite. She was just a go-do-it person. She didn't like all of his calculating, and she may even criticize him a bit. But that's a strength that he brings to the relationship. He's protected the relationship from having certain problems. So we're talking about how to increase your personal strength. And also, your strength may be the opposite of what your loved one values. So I'm asking you to expand your understanding and perception of what strength may be in yourself or what strength may be in your loved one. When you make space for your loved one's strength, that personal strength can expand. The same thing goes for your personal strength. And now our third insight. Realize your strengths are gifts from the gods. An example of this would be perhaps my depression symptoms. Because I've suffered with depression symptoms for so many years, I have empathy for others in the same situation. I also have empathy for people who are going through tough times. At one point, I received an insight from the gods. I am not broken. Many years before I met the gods, I felt that that was true, that I was broken, and I didn't realize that I was made that way on purpose. When I help through my online course, Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief, I'm bringing my experiences to the table. And I've really experienced students connect with the idea of, I am not broken. So the gods had a much bigger plan than I did. And this insight means a lot to me. Realize your strengths are gifts from the gods. Let me pull this all together. We're talking about increasing your personal strength. It's like feeding a pet. If you feed the pet nutritious foods, they grow up strong. And that's the same thing for your personal strength. These 3 insights that I shared with you are for creating space and devoting energy to recognizing and nurturing your personal strengths. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, notice how you discount your own forms of strength. Number 2, your strength may be the opposite of what your loved one values. And number 3, realize your strengths are gifts from the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.